Bloomberg Surveillance with Ken Pruitt and Tom Keene. Listen on demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Now available free for both iPhone and Android devices.
Joining us now is Hans Hughes. He's Chief Executive Officer at Greylock Capital. He is one of the investors in Greek debt. And this week, the Greeks have started a buyback of that debt at prices perhaps a little bit higher than expected. Hans, are you at this point a buyer?
I don't think we're net a buyer. I think what we would probably do right now is take advantage of the fact that they're trying to lower the nominal debt stock. So there's probably a preference to buy the long end and the lower dollar price. And we may just tender or sell our long dated sort of maybe from 2030 on bonds and look to add to the shorter duration stuff, maybe the 2023s. So net, we've had a pretty good run in this, and we may actually reduce some of our stock, but I think we'll stay invested for sure.
Hans, there's a mystery here. I think particularly in America, who are the bondholders? Who actually owns a paper of Greece and peripheral Europe?
Well, Greece in particular is probably different than the rest of peripheral Europe. With Greece, I think the official number that came out is that the European banks sold well north of 90% of what they owned in Greek bonds.
So they're out of it.
They're out of it. The Greek banks still own maybe close to about $20 billion. The Social Security companies in Greece still own quite a bit.
Yeah, they would. Yeah, sure.
But the big holders, the guys who bought from the European banks when they're, forced sellers, are the nefarious hedge funds.
Yeah, well, the nefarious hedge funds, but I mean, they're performing a public service here and being on one side of the market. They're perceived as being opportunistic by many different governments within Europe. Push back against that. Why would you say that's not the case?
Well, listen, what's amazing. You're right. I mean, the European governments just love to take a whack at our asset class when it's convenient for them. But in this case, this deal would not have a chance of succeeding if all the holders were long-term investors in bonds, because what you're asking is for the private sector to sell the bonds at a discount. And if that becomes a problem because of accounting, they're not, institutions aren't going to do it,
right.
So they're relying on the ability of a fund to buy and then sell higher and not hold the maturity for this to actually have any chance of success. So there was actually some coordination, probably not enough, with the hedge funds to try to set this up.
Frame the price movement here. Folks, we talk yield all the time on bonds. We'll say the 10-year yield is 1.64% and the 30-year bond 2.81%. But at the end of the day, when you're making money, you go to the other side, which is price. The bond starts at 100. Where did many of these hedge funds buy a Greek piece of paper? At 18 cents on the $1?
It depends. I think that there were a lot of the funds that have gotten into this trade probably got in the last few weeks when there was talk about a buyback.
So at what price point, roughly?
Again, depending on the curve.
Sure.
We saw people getting involved in the 2023s.
Okay, so they're in the 23 cents, and this is going to be offered to...
No, sorry, that's the maturity. They probably went in the low to mid-30s, and now you're talking in the price is in the high 30s.
Okay, so they've made an 8-point pop, 8 divided by the low 30s on this, which sounds like a nice capital gain. Again, why are these people evil? I made money on Facebook.
Are.
I mean, I made money on Facebook. Why can't I make money on Greek bonds?
Yeah, I mean, it's gotten a little surreal sometimes, the discussion, because, I mean, one hand you start getting people running at Elliott Associates with Argentina, and on the other hand, the European Union is depending on sort of the clearing mechanism for the hedge funds. What is interesting, I mean, you have seen a split among investors that those people have been playing the momentum trade, including some of the guys who are saying that because of the politics in Europe, you couldn't make money. And then you've got a lot of us who actually probably legged into the trade much lower. The low price on any of these bonds is 12, 13 cents in the dollar. And depending on the bond, they're now trading at 31, 32, yeah, so, and 40 yeah. cents in the dollar. So it's been a very good
So you're
trade.
Happy.
Yeah, I mean, this has been, listen, I felt pretty lonely out there about 6 months ago, but it's been a very good transaction, and the interesting thing is this: the distortions that this is creating are creating some new opportunities.
Like what? Help us there with a new opportunity.
Because they just want to reduce the nominal debt stock, you know, maybe I'm getting a little too jargonistic here, but basically reduce the principal amount of debt. And they're not really worried about what's going on with the cash flow in the next few years. I think that there's going to be a preference to buy the lower cost bonds on the long end, which are trading around 31, 32, as high as 33 cents in the dollar. And they may not buy as much of the 40 cent on the dollar bonds. But on a yield basis, the yield is much higher on the short end, around 15%. So if you decide you want to give them more bonds so they can reduce the overall stock of the debt, you can actually get a better yield play on the short end. It's an inverted yield curve. Mm-hmm. When things start normalizing in Greece, you're going to start getting a positive sloping yield curve. You're going to get better performance on the short end.
Now, the Greeks may have short-circuited this because they raised the price. They blinked in the face of the market opposition. But there was a bit, maybe still is, of game theory here. Tom will love this. Suppose you are a holdout. Greece doesn't want to default. You could be one of the few holdouts, and then maybe you get paid everything?
Well, yeah, no, it is an interesting dynamic on that. And I think you're probably right. The best way to get paid everything on these bonds will probably be just hold to maturity. You don't necessarily have to hold out and expect to be paid par unless they default. I think the chance of this transaction not succeeding are pretty low. And it has more to do with the fact that that everybody around the table wants it to succeed. So even if what they retire is lower than they were saying they would have liked, they're going to call it a success. There's no incentive for anybody for this to fail, Greece not to get the disbursements, and possibly default.
It's a Dutch auction. Will they show up?
Yeah, they will. People will will put in some prices.
Very good. Wonderful, Hans. Thank you. What a clinic. That was great, Mike.
Yeah,
Hans Hooms.
And it is. It's an interesting question for these managers, because Greece paid the holdouts at the last time there was a restructuring, and so if you want to bet that you're one of the few who hold out, then you could get paid even more.
Listen to Bloomberg Surveillance weekday mornings at 7 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012.